And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
Truth isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, August 20th, 2018. Welcome to Day 578. White House counsel Don McGahn has cooperated extensively with Robert Mueller's obstruction of justice investigation, and Trump's lawyers don't know what he's told the special counsel. McGahn has given investigators at least three voluntary interviews, lasting a total of 30 hours over the last 9 months. McGahn was present for Trump's comments and actions during the firing of James Comey and the attempts to fire Mueller, and he's provided Trump's lawyers with a limited accounting of what he told investigators. Trump tweeted that he allowed McGahn to fully cooperate with Mueller's investigation. Last fall, Mueller's office asked to interview McGahn, which Trump and his lawyers encouraged. McGahn decided to fully cooperate with Mueller on suspicion that Trump was intent on letting him take the fall for any obstruction of justice-related decisions by claiming that he was only following legal advice from his counsel. McGahn's cooperation is also meant to protect himself from becoming the next John Dean, the White House counsel for Nixon, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy to obstruct justice. Trump and McGahn have a strained relationship and rarely speak one-on-one. Trump questions McGahn's loyalty, while McGahn calls Trump King Kong. In response to the report, Trump tweeted that McGahn must be a John Dean-type rat. I have nothing to hide. Trump also attacked Mueller and his investigators on Twitter, calling Mueller disgraced and discredited and his investigators thugs. In a series of tweets, he accused the special counsel of looking to impact the midterm elections, referring to the investigation as a witch hunt, and called Mueller's team of prosecutors a national disgrace. Giuliani, meanwhile, claimed that truth isn't truth, while explaining why Trump shouldn't testify in Mueller's investigation. Giuliani argued that Mueller could be trying to trap Trump into telling a lie in order to indict him for perjury.
And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The President of the United States says, I didn't...
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what...
No.
This is going to become a bad meme.
Don't do this to me.
Don't do truth isn't truth to me.
Donald Trump says, I didn't talk about Flynn with Comey. Comey says, you did talk about it. So tell me what the truth is.
Giuliani has previously said that Mueller's investigation may have a different version of the truth than we do. Meanwhile, Michael Cohen is under investigation for more than $20 million in bank and tax fraud related to loans obtained by taxi businesses that he and his family own. Investigators are also looking into whether Cohen violated campaign finance laws by paying Karen McDougal $150,000 and Stormy Daniels $130,000 in exchange for their silence about their alleged affairs with Trump. Prosecutors are considering filing charges by the end of the month. Cohen's attorney has been talking to John Dean, former White House counsel who was witness to Nixon's crimes. Cohen has signaled that he might cooperate with Mueller's investigation. Quote, I certainly don't want to raise expectations that Mr. Cohen has anything like the level of deep involvement and detailed knowledge that John Dean had in the Nixon White House as a witness to Nixon's crimes, Cohen's attorney said. But I did see some similarities and wanted to learn from what John went through. End quote. And in the polls, Monmouth University Polling Institute says 58% of Americans don't believe that Trump has hired the best people. 67% of Republicans say Trump has hired the best people, compared with 93% of Democrats who say Trump has not hired the best people. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One of Trump's speechwriters was fired for speaking at a conference attended by white nationalists. 2, former CIA Director John Brennan said he's considering suing Trump after his security clearance was revoked. And 3, more than 175 former State Department and Pentagon officials signed a statement of opposition to Trump's decision to revoke Brennan's security clearance. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.
Is it possible he makes a conclusion based on who's been more truthful over the years?
it's possible that he'll make the conclusion on which of the two statements is more logical, which of the two statements has more common sense. Yeah, it's possible he can do that.